I've got a Brewers hoodie that I wore. It's kind of a lightweight Brewers hoodie that I wore for day one of full team workouts in Arizona.
And I'm glad you wore it, because here's the thing. As soon as I saw it, and actually I kind of took note of it immediately, because when I walked in, Gina said, oh, we're all kind of matching. So I kind of just did a double take at what everybody was wearing. And I noticed it, and it made me feel like spring.
Yes.
Because I've seen you wear that before. It's a sharp one. I like it. I like this also, if you're on streaming. I don't know if you can see it. It's a small detail, but it's a nice detail, like on right up here.
On my sleeve?
On your shoulder?
Arm. Yeah, what you're honestly, talking about.
You see just that little piping?
Oh,
I just
yes.
like it. But anyways, there's something about it. It looks comfy. It looks light. It looks like spring. It looks like it's time for the Brewers to play some baseball.
Well, funny story behind this is I did not own this hoodie until I got to Arizona one year covering the Brewers for spring training. And it was 36 degrees and raining in the morning.
Ooh.
And I was not prepared for that. So I had to go to the team store and buy myself a hoodie. And that was not a great weather week covering spring training. I've had a little bit of everything done in my time covering the Brewers. Not there this year, but Dom Catronio is, host of Brewers Extra Innings. He'll be down there for the next several weeks covering Brewers baseball as they launch full squad workout number one today. Hey, Dom.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Doing great. So I'm always excited about this time of year, right? So you are the conduit. You bring us to the warm weather and things that are happening while we wait another month for real baseball to begin here in Milwaukee with the regular season. But I'm always curious what the message is at the start. Some new faces, a lot of familiar faces, similar coaching staff, but there's always some sort of message at the start of camp delivered by Pat Murphy. Any idea what that message is today?
Yeah, that message was delivered today by Pat Murphy and Mark Attanasio, and it's been a theme that we've heard throughout the offseason. Now, win tonight's not going anywhere, and Uke Magic's not going anywhere either. But this year's theme is thread the needle, and that is a perfect personification of how the Brewers operate, of just that, yeah, they're the smallest market. Yeah, they don't have the biggest media deal. Yeah, they kind of do a lot of trades, and maybe people scratch their heads. But then every August, we seem to be scratching their heads like, oh, wow, the Brewers did it again. They threaded the needle again. And that's always their goal heading into 2026.
Well, the Brewers have been called underdogs before. They're being called underdogs again. What does Brewers star Christian Yelich have to say about that?
Well, I think it's funny that the projections just every year, there's so many people that try to put this together, and the projections is not a perfect science, and no one should take it as gospel or whatever you're trying to figure out with, you know, what team's going to be better than the other. But the point being is that Yelly is so used to being underrated. He's really been underrated his whole career, right? I mean, even in his early young Marlins days, those were some really good teams when he was playing alongside MVP Giancarlo Stanton. Then when he comes here in 2018, all of a sudden the trade and Lorenzo Cain and these young pitchers on the way, it feels like a new era of Brewers baseball, and it was. And here we are. The Brewers have been making the playoffs seemingly every year since he arrived. And once again, the projections say, yeah, no, this year is going to be different than all the other years. Yeah, this is different, even though they're pretty much the same, if not better, team to have been in the years past.
Do you have a counter going for how many players say they're in the best shape of their life?
You know, it's funny. We haven't had, like, that guy walk into spring training, like, noticeably yoked and, like, noticeably, like, oh, my gosh, you put on, you know, some weight. And, like last year it was Sal. The year before that it was Bryce Terang. And we haven't had that guy. And also good news is that there hasn't been anybody in the opposite direction, meaning, like, oh, boy, what did you do this winter? But the point being is everyone, like, it just feels like, yeah, business as usual. Yeah, best day of my life. No one's even trying to lie about it. It's like, no, I'm here to win, and my body's ready to do that.
And, Dom, what exactly is your definition of yoked? Is it the biceps just bulging out?
Baseball strong is so different from, like, regular strong. I'll tell you what, somebody that really impressed me, because I haven't spent a lot of time around this person, but a lot of Brewers fans are really excited to hear about him, is Jesus Madej, you know, the top prospect in the Brewers organization. He's not even 19 years old yet. He turns 19 in a month. And dude's built. Like, I mean, I didn't look like that when I was 19 years old. He's got a trunk. He's got broad shoulders, and he's got whippy hands. I mean, baseball strong is not like your power lifter expect the giant biceps and, you know, big traps or anything like that. It's more from the lower body down.
See, I like that. I like that definition. It gives me a visual.
No, it definitely does. And he's got some new faces. He mentioned Madej. He's just 18 years old, for goodness sake, the youngest player at Brewers camp. But there's some new faces as well, Don. The Brewers, it wasn't like a flurry of activity, but there's always new faces in the clubhouse trying to figure out what they know about the team, the player, the manager, trying to figure out where the bathroom is. Who among the new faces here should Brewers fans watch that will likely be a part of the opening day lineup or significantly involved, at least early on?
I think it starts with the pitching side of things. You know, I look at Brandon Sproat, who was acquired in the Freddie Peralta trade from the Mets. He's somebody that's certainly a candidate, because we were actually talking as a media contingent earlier today. It's like, now that Luis Ranjifo has been signed, you know, as a minor league or as a major league veteran, you know, there isn't really a position battle to watch out for, barring any injuries or anything like that, as you always knock on wood for that. But the point being is that, you know, the 4 and 5 spots in the starting rotation are where the questions are right now. You can Sharpie in Brandon Woodruff, Sharpie in Quinn Priester, Sharpie in Jacob Zarowski. Now, does Chad Patrick make the team again? Does Logan Henderson make the team? Does Brandon Sproat make the team? Does Kyle Harrison make the team? Like, there are so many questions on the back end of the rotation, which the Brewers have too many guys for only 2 spots, and that's a good problem to have.
What is the vibe compared to last spring? You've got some new guys and whatnot, but you've got some old guys too, fan favorites. I know this is just day one for the full team workout, but what's the vibe?
You know, I the word that was brought up today, actually, from Luis Ranjifo, when we met him for the first time, he said it looks like a family from afar. And Christian Yelich agreed on that too, and he told him as such, like, we care about each other, and, you know, I love hanging out with the guys and that sort of thing, where it just feels like family. And it's just that the only people that they need to worry about are the people inside of their house. They know that they're going to be underdogs. They know that people aren't going to give them the respect that they deserve, but there's a reason why this family continues to make it work every single year. And that's the word that keeps coming back to my mind, because yeah, there are new faces, but like, a lot of the position player front is pretty much the same. And again, if you like 97 wins last year, I'm not saying they're going to win 97 games, but still a very quality team being put on the field right now.
You know, I've talked to pitchers, Dom, on trips that I've had to Arizona just over the years, and they marvel at the Brewers pitching lab. I'm wondering if you can explain this, because it seems like the Brewers consistently, whether it's a trade made during the season or an offseason move that's made, they find a way to take a guy whose numbers don't look great, but likely have a high ceiling, and turn that player into a fantastic piece of a rotation or in the bullpen. Quinn Priester is a great example from last year. What do they do? What is the magic behind what the Brewers have with their pitching?
I mean, do you want a full 2-hour conversation about this, or do you want, I mean, I can go in so many directions, because the reality is there are probably 3 or 4 teams in all of baseball that are able to develop pitching with their coaching staff, with their biomechanics staff, with their acumen and with their expertise to be able to say, we see what you do here, but what if you did this? And the Brewers are most certainly one of those teams. And every single question you can imagine that could be measured, they measure. And the technology invasion in the baseball is not sneaking up on anybody. And quite frankly, this season, this is the first time that every single spring training facility will have StatCast data available because of the new ABS system, because of the new ball strike system, with the way that, you know, we can challenge balls and strikes. But the point being on the pitching front is that, all right, how much pressure are you loading into your back leg? How much strength are you, you know, straining your elbow with? Is your grip efficient enough? Are you getting the right spin? Like, any little thing that you can measure, the Brewers have somebody that can read that, translate that, and try to produce into quality big leaguers like we've seen over the last, you know, 6 to 8 years.
Okay, Dom, let us enjoy the weather through your experience. I'm curious what it's like down there in Arizona, because I keep checking out these Brewers videos, but it's hard to tell sometimes because you don't know if they took the video 2 days ago and then they're just posting it now. I saw guys in shorts at one point and the sun shining, but then I also saw a couple videos with a lot of clouds. What's it like down there?
I'm not going to lie. I think it's warmer where you guys are right now than where it is right here.
Really?
I mean, it's upper 50s. It's like a little chill breeze. I mean, the sun's out now, and it's nice in the sun. But this morning, tarp was on the field. We had rain overnight. We had a little cold front roll through. But, you know, by next week, we'll be back in the 80s and back to gloating.
Well, our temperatures are dropping, and it's only 43, and it's overcast here. So I think you still have us beat down there.
Well, my fiance was joking with me yesterday. It was just like, yeah, I worked with the windows open yesterday. It was a beautiful day. I'm just like, wait, I was wearing a hoodie, and I was, like, in jeans. Like, I was like, layered up a little bit down here. This isn't the right way to do it, but looks like we got it back on track.
Well, continue with the great work from down there. Dom, we know games start this week, and we're looking forward to that, and all of your great sound and audio and feature pieces coming back. You'll be hearing it right here on WTMJ. Good stuff, Dom. Thank you.
Thanks, Dom.
Thank you.
12:48 on WTMJ. Yeah, they get some chilly mornings down there this time of year, and they had a great fantasy camp Bill Schroeder does his annual fantasy camp, and they had temperatures in the 80s, so they kind of had this warm spell. It looks like they've now cooled off a little bit, but nevertheless, not too tough an assignment out there. It's nice.
Last time I saw Dom before he headed out, it was the day before he was leaving to fly out and down to Phoenix, and it was in the Metro Market. I think we were in the Mexican food aisle. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, hey, Dom.
Just picking up some chilies.
And I was thinking, but we didn't have time to talk about it at this point, but I'm sure it will come up. He goes down there and his family's down there too, so he gets some nice home cooking while he's there.
That's a good deal right there. 12:48 on WTMJ. Brewers baseball begins on the radio Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock game broadcast time against the Guardians.